Judge sentences Rudaku Bana to 52 years. Southport killer tried to decapitate 6-year-old girl. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 23, 2025. Axel Rudaku Bana, who killed three in his attempt to murder 26 young girls at a Taylor Swift-themed dance party last year, will serve almost the whole of his life in custody. But not his whole life, because he was days shy of his 18th birthday when he attacked. Judge Mr. Justice Goose handed Rwandan heritage killer Axel Rudaku Bana a minimum term of 52 years in prison, saying had he not been 17-year-old when he launched his attack, he would certainly have been handed a rare full life term. This means accepting a successful appeal, Rudaku Bana will not be liable for parole for 52 years. And even so, in the words of the judge, he will serve almost the whole of his life in custody. I consider at this time it is likely he will never be released and he will be in custody for all of his life. Rudaku Bana was also sentenced to 18 years for attempting to kill 8 further children, and 16 years for attempting to murder 2 adults who tried to protect the children. On the other counts, he was sentenced to 18 months for possession of a knife, 12 years for producing the biotoxin ricin, and 18 months for possessing a digital copy of an Al-Qaeda training manual. But these sentences in British law are served concurrently, meaning they do not accumulate. The actual sentence is still just 52 years. Rudaku Bana was not in court when his sentence was read out, as he had repeatedly interrupted proceedings through the day, claiming he hadn't eaten in 10 days and felt unwell. He was removed from the room. Graphic content warning. While a full case was never heard by the court because Rudaku Bana pleaded guilty at the last minute, nevertheless, horrifying new details of the Southport attack have now become public for the first time as they were read out by the prosecution in court, and summarized by Mr. Justice Goose in his judgment. While it had previously been known the victims had been stabbed many times by Rudaku Bana after he traveled to a children's holiday fun group, it was revealed today that in at least one case, Rudaku Bana had worked to decapitate his child victim with a knife. Summarizing, Mr. Justice Goose said of the death of 7-year-old Elsie Stancombe that she suffered at least 85 sharp force injuries to her head, face, neck, torso, and upper limbs. Severe force was used to cause her death. Of the death of 6-year-old Bibi King, the judge said Rudaku Bana inflicted at least 122 sharp force injuries to her head, face, neck, torso, and upper limbs. It was the opinion of the pathologist that Rudaku Bana had tried to decapitate her. He concluded that severe force was used to kill her. Of the death of 9-year-old Alice da Silva Aguiar, Mr. Justice Goose said the injuries inflicted by Rudaku Bana as he murdered her included a chop wound to her head and 4 stab wounds to her back, causing substantial internal injury. Although she managed to escape out of the building, she collapsed and despite all medical help, she died in hospital. Alice was stabbed with such force in 2 cases the knife cut through the rib bones themselves. The judge said. In his mind was the intention to murder as many of them as he physically could. He wanted to try and carry out the mass murder of innocent, happy, young girls, and over about 15 minutes he savagely killed 3 of them and attempted to kill 8 more, as well as 2 adults who tried to stop him. Rudaku Bana has a settled and determined intention to carry out these offenses, and had he been able to, he would have killed each and every child, all 26 of them. It is only because some managed to escape that prevented many more from being murdered. The court was shown security camera footage of the attack, which at times was so graphic people sitting in the public gallery left in tears. At one moment, camera covering the outside of the building showed a stream of children fleeing the scene, only for one of them to be grabbed by Rudaku Bana and pulled back inside to be stabbed. It was also revealed for the first time that, after his arrest, he gloated about the killings. He said in police custody, "I'm glad those kids are dead, it makes me happy. I don't care, I'm feeling neutral. It's a good thing those children are dead. Literally, such a good thing those kids are dead, 6 years old. I'm so glad the children are dead, so glad. So happy, 6 years old. It's a good thing they are dead, yeah." The court had further heard that Rudaku Bana had a long-held interest in genocide, had repeatedly carried a knife at school and intended to use it because he believed he'd been subjected to racist bullying, and that he had an Al-Qaeda training manual and a potent biotoxin, ricin, at his home. The judge said a former teacher of Rudaku Bana had described how he was threatening to those who he felt had wronged him. Yet without the full trial, exactly why Rudaku Bana felt young girls had wronged him was never teased out. One lingering question over the attack is whether it constituted an act of terrorism. The judge said in his ruling that because the Crown Prosecution Service had decided not to call it terrorism, he couldn't either, but nevertheless asserted he considered it as serious as terrorism. He told the court, "The prosecution have made it clear that these proceedings were not acts of terrorism within the meaning of the terrorism legislation because there is no evidence that Rudaku Bana's purpose was to advance political, religious, racial, or ideological cause. I must accept that conclusion. However, in my judgment, his culpability for this extreme level of violence is equivalent in its seriousness to terrorist murders, whatever his purpose." The story is developing, more follows.